Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf lamed ches. We're holding the third line from the top of the yomid where the gemara begins. Elamayata v'tama oshvuayim shivim. What is this all about? So you recall yesterday, back on lamed zayin amid beis, we had Rav Huna. And Rav Huna was telling us why Beis Hillel holds in our Mishnah that although when it comes to karm chatos chitzoni, which means that you bring it in the azara, you have to have four nesinois dam on the four karanois. What happens if a person by mistake or whatever only put on one of the four karanois? Says Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, avchatos shenitna matana achas kiper. B'diavad, one is sufficient. Avad el chatchila, all four karanois on the top, dab it with your fingers. Yeah, you're 100% true. But b'diavad, one is enough. So the question was, where does Beis Hillel take this from? So Rav Huna said, because it says in the Pasuk three times the word karnois. And if you go basar mikra, because we have a machloikis yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemesoidus, the mikra on all three is karnois plural. That being the case, you have three times two, meaning each karnois is two karnois. Three times two is six altogether. Four lemitzvah and shtayim liakev. Who said that? I said Beis Hillel. That was Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says four plus the two is six altogether. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, initially he held yesh eim limasiris, and therefore you look at the way it was written. And the way it's written is karnois, which is a total of four. And at least initially we said that according to Beis Hillel, three are the mitzvah and one is the akev. Everybody was pretty perturbed about that, because doesn't everybody hold that you have to have four the mitzvah, not three the mitzvah? And therefore, Rav Huna, in fact, changed his mind slightly. And he said that Beis Hillel is the Yovi HaKosav HaShlishi V'Achriya Beinayim. He's trying to make a compromise between the Yesh Eim LaMikra and the Yesh Eim LaMesayis. Yesh Eim LaMikra would mean six karanais, the four plus two, like Beis Shammai said. If you hold Yesh Eim LaMesayis, you'd only have the four altogether. So, since I want to make a compromise, instead of saying six, instead of saying four, we go and say five. Now that we say five, four is LaMitzvah, one is LaAkev. So that's the makar according to Rav Huna as to Beis Hillel's halacha of that one is ma'akev, because five is four plus one. So now the Gemara says, oh, so you're saying that when you have a difference in the kriya and a difference in the spelling, you make a compromise. Shkoyach, brother Shahin. So if that's the case, let's now talk about a yoledes. A yoledes that gives birth to a nekeva. So we all know what the din is. First, there's 14 days of Tumah, and then 66 days of Yemei Tahara. Now, the way it's spelled in the Torah is, if you look at Ois 1 or Ois Aleph of the Torah, or HaShalem, the Nekeva say that if she gave birth to a Nekeva, the Tumah, Shivu'ayim kinidasa. She's Tumah 2 weeks, Shivu'ayim, 2 weeks. V'shishim yayim v'sheishis yamim teishim Yemei Tahara, then you have 66 days of Tahara. And you have, therefore, a total of 14 plus 66. And on the 80th day, after 80 days are over, then she goes and brings her karbonos, and she's considered to be a tvulas yoim oruch during that entire 66-day period. But now we're talking about the shivuayim. Notice that the word shivuayim, you could have spelled it shin veiz, and then a vav, with a pintle in the vav, that would be called a shuruk. And that would be a very good way. And then after the ayin, you could put in two yuds, and it would really be shivu ayim. That would be a perfect spelling and a perfect reading. However, that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. Hashem decided to make it shin veiz ayin yud mem, and without the nekudos, and particularly if you have an unprepared bal korei, he might say shivim kinidasa. Oh, so you see, therefore, that there's a difference between the yesh im lemikra of the Shivuayim, which is 14, and the Yesh Eim LeMesoidus, which would be Shivim, which is 70. Now, what's the difference between 70 and 14? Can anybody tell me simple arithmetic? 56, Bill? You're really on top of it, 56. But since we are making a split, because we're trying to do Gzunta, like the four and the six that we said by the Karnois, we came up with five. So the difference between the 70 and the 14, as you say, is 56. We split that down the middle. That gets us Gesundheit. That gets us 28. And therefore, if we add 28 to the 14, that would be 42 days. And if we take the same 28 and we subtract it from 70, we get 42 days. Oh, beautiful. So for Eid Dimara, why don't you go and say, based on what Rav Huna said, Vahani Mesoides, both the Mikra help us to go and say 14, the Mesoides help us to give us 70, make a split down the middle, Arboim Utrein Ba'il Mesiv. Why don't you go and say that her Yimei Tumah are not 14 days, but they're 42 days? Because the next word is v'tama'ah shivu'ayim kinidasa. So Rashi says that just like normally Yemei Nida are 7 days, today that we do typically 14 days because otu zava, but min ha-Torah is only that 7 days. So therefore, if you're saying that the lettuce is like the Nida, it would be a little bit remote to go and say that she has to go and sit for 42 days, be made tuma. Much more likely that it's similar to the Nida. The Nida is 1 week. Okay, here we do 2 weeks. But to go and take the Shvuayim and expand it to 42, says Rashi, that's kind of a little bit remote. So this is the conclusion of discussion according to Rav Huna, which was the Mokoyr of Beis Hill. V'tana Maisele Mehocha. In fact, there is a brisa that gives a different reason. Obviously, Rav Huna was not familiar with this brisa, because why would he argue with the brisa? And the brisa says that I know that one matana is mechaper b'dieved, based on the fact that it says v'chiper, 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 3 times. Would it say v'chiper, 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 3 times? This is all in Parshas Vayikra, all dealing with a person who's bringing a korban chatos. The first v'chiper is by the soyer nosi. The nosi has to bring a soyer, like we learned back in Masechtas Horius. And then a commoner brings either a kizbo or seir. So if you want to look at the 3 psukim quickly, that's posik number beis and number 2. Yes, kol chel by yakter hamizbech chel of zavachishlam v'chiper olav akoyen mechatosay v'nislachlay. Next pasuk. Now we're talking about the A's, and it says, "Eschalba Yosik Hashehusar Chel Mi'azev Achashlam Mihikta Koyim Bezbecha VeChiper Alav Akoyim." Next pasuk. Now we're talking about the Kizba. Yes, Kol Chalba Yosir Kashehusar Chel VaKesef Malchev Mi'azev Achashlamim. And then it says in the end of the pasuk, "VeChiper Alav Akoyim." Why does it have to say VeChiper 3 times? It says Yigmara, I'll tell you why. Mipnei Hadin. What means Mipnei Hadin? Mipnei Hadin is because if it wasn't for these 3 v'chipers, I would go and learn from the chatois hapnimiois that any one of them is ma'akev. As you recall, we had back in the Mishnah that although when it comes to the chatos chitzoina, we have a machlokes between Beisham Beisil, whether it's 2 or whether it's 1 matana that's ma'akev. But if you're talking about the chatois hapnimiois, even 1 out of potentially 48 altogether are ma'akev. Ah, so I would have thought I would learn the Chatos Chitzoina from the Chatos Pnimius. What would be the Svara? The Gemara will give the Svara another few lines. And that's why I need the 3 v'chipers to tell you, no, Matana Achas is sufficient b'dievet. Zokti Gemara Shiochel, why do I even need v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper? Why can't I learn it from a Mamatzina? Validinhu, what's the Mamatzina? Nemru domim lamata v'nemru domim lamala. That means on any time on a regular day, you have potentially damim which are being brought lamata. That would be your normal carbon oil, your normal carbon shlamim, etc., etc. And there, of course, are those that unfortunately did a sin b'shogeg, and they have to go and bring their carbon chatos lamala. So you have damim lamata and damim lamala, both of them, of course, being on the mizbeach hachitzoin. So let us go make a mamatzina. Mamatan damim wamurim lamata. Just like your regular kabbanis, what happens to be the oilu or the shlomim or the yasha, all the others that are domim lamata, if you just gave 1 bidiyevet keeper, it's enough. How do I know that 1 alone is enough bidiyevet by shar kabbanis? Well, that was what we dwelt on yesterday at some length. It says in the pasuk, v'dam zvachecha yishafech. even one shvicha, even one nesina, even one matana, b'diyeved is mechaper. But don't I need that b'dam zvchech yishafach for three other reasons? Yes, that was yesterday's gemara, as you'll recall. So I might have thought, just like the dam lamata, one b'diyeved is enough. Av dam amur lamala shenitnan shenosim matana achas kiper. Oh, that would be very logical. Just like the dam lamata, one is sufficient b'diyeved. Same thing, dam lamala, one is sufficient. So if that was the case, I don't need the pasuk b'chiper b'chiper b'chiper. I have this mamatin. But the problem is, I have a mamatin that goes in the other direction. Oy klach lederach zu. What's the other direction? Instead of learning lamata and lamala, let's go and learn chutz from tinim, from pnim. And that is nemru domim bifnim, ben nemru domim bachutz. Domim bifnim, of course, are all of those korbanos that are brought bipnimi in the heichel, which are those, we went through those already yesterday. You all recall that every single Yom Kippur, you have the par koyin gadol for all the kahanim, you have the sar lashem for all of the rest of Klal Yisrael. And during the year, you have occasionally, perhaps, maybe never even occurred, and that was a par koyin mashiach, as well as the par Helam Dovashel Tzibur, and even we have from Parsha Shlach, you could theoretically have the par Visoyer for Chas V'Sholom and Avoy Dezora B'Shoyi. Anyway, about all of those Chatois that are brought Pepnimi, what's the din? Even if you're missing Chiser Achas Men Matonois, Liyosav Leiklum, it's zero. Everyone is Mi'akev. Therefore, klach lederach zu. Nem medomim b'fnim, v'nem medomim b'chutz. Ma adom amun b'fnim. Chis ach mikol betonis v'leosa v'eloi. Kolomi just missing one. No good. Avdom amun b'chutz. Chis ach menotonis v'leosa v'eloi. Maybe you have to have all four. No breaks. When it comes to karmachatzas, just like the panimi, no breaks. It has to have every single one. Maybe hear the same thing. That's what the Gemara meant when the Gemara started off. Mepnei hadin. I need the chiper, 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 and the adin, because if I would learn the chatos chitzoyne from the chatos penimius, then I would say you have to have every single one. You cannot spare even one. All four matonis are me'akif. So bottom line is, if I want to learn it based on a mamatzino, if I'm learning it from the lemala, from the lemata, then I would say maton achas is enough. If I'm learning it chitzoyne from penimi, then I would say no. No compromises. You have to have every single one of the four Nesinai Saddam at the top. So therefore, Nirla Midoima, since we have Mamatzino in each direction, let's look which one would be more appropriate for purposes of the Mamatzino. Don Chutz Michutz, L'chari, I should say, look at the Chattas, which is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzoy, and compare that to the other Kabbanas, which are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzoy, and that's what the Gemara called before, learning lemala from lemata, then done a chutz mifnim. That's a separate mizbeach. That's a separate place. The mifnim is referring, of course, to the mizbeach apnimi. But lav dafka mizbeach, we mean all the hazoyis which are made bipnimi. So wouldn't it make sense to go and learn like the first tzad of learning the chutz mechutz mala from mata rather than learning chutz from pnim? Or I klach le derech zu, maybe the other way around. Don echatos ve'arbe koronois, mechatos ve'arbe koronois. Number one, both of these are chatois. The chatos chitzoin is a chatos, and the chatos pnimi is a chatos. They're both called, and they have the same status of a chatos. And in both cases, you have to make sure to go put dam on the mizbeach on the four koronois. Here, the four koronois are those of the mizbeach chitzoin, and then when you have those chatois and pnimiois, besides doing the hazois, lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur, or on the paroiches, on all of the karbanas, you also have to have the nesinas dam, the four koronis of the mizbeach ha'pnimi. So both of them are chatos, both of them are koronis, and therefore the al yechiyah chutz shein chatos. You're talking about bringing rice from a karban oila, from a karban osham, from other karbanas. I don't care about those karbanas. I'm talking about chatos. And they don't require arba koronis. They're all lemata mechutz hasikra. So I'm pulling my hair out. Which one is more mistaveh to learn from? Says Yimar, I really can't make a decision. Therefore, this mamatzin has good reasons to learn chutz mechutz. This has a good reason chatas mechatas. And therefore, Talmud Loimar, put away the logic, put away the mamatzin. We're going to learn it from the three v'chipers that we quoted at the top. That's from the so'ir of the nasi, and then the kizva se'ira of the commoner, which each time it says the word v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. So what do I learn then v'chiper? I start off with that since you have to go and put the Nesinus Adam on all four Karanois, the Torah tells us, V'chipra Kodesh Baruch Hu, allow for a kapara, for an atonement, even if you don't do it like you're supposed to do L'chatchila, even if you did it in a B'di'evid fashion. And therefore, each one of the V'chipers reduces the initial four requirement by one. So we go down from four to three to two to one. Ah, Zokti War B'chiper, Alpha B'shalinosan Ela Shalish, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I give you kapara, even if you didn't do the full four, you only did three. It's okay. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love you. I'll take you three. It's good. V'chipra avu bishlei nosan l'shnayim, even if you only did two. Och git. V'chipra avu bishlei nosan l'achas, even if you only did one. Also good. Ah. Oh. So this is the Makar, says our Gemara, from that Braisa to the din of Basil, that one is enough. Freiti mora, v'ayim b'boile l'gufe. How can you learn these v'chipras as if they are all extra, all superfluous words, and therefore we're going to take the four and reduce it 1, 1, 1 down to one. But don't I need a v'chipra to tell you that if a person does all of these things in the normal order, the shchita, mitei kabbalas adam, and the halacha and the zrika, now you have a kapara. So these words v'chipra are not superfluous. I need them to go and tell you now that you did all of the avoidas. Now it's a machshir, it's matir, and you have your ritzo, and you have your kapara. So how can you use them as if they're just extra terms? Amarava, Bar Adamori Azberli. Bar Adamori explained it to me. Amakra, v'chiper v'nislach. Zui kapara, zui slicha. Go back to each one of these three psukim. You'll see at the end of each pasuk, for instance, number two, v'chiper alav akoyen v'nislach loy. Go now to number three, v'chipra lo v'koyen, v'nislach loy. Number four, v'chipra lo v'koyen, al chatosai, v'nislach loy. Now both kapara and slicha are basically synonymous terms. Wouldn't it have been enough just to simply say that v'nislach loy, why do you have to have v'chipra v'nislach loy, v'chipra v'nislach loy? So each one of the v'chipras now becomes extra. Since they're extra, well, that's how we learn. We started off with four, went to three, to the two, and to the one. You like that, right? Baruch Hashem. Yeah.
We have, it's not just Mata, Malom from Mata or Chutz Mifnin. We also have the Chatas Ha'of outside.
And
so we already have a Chatas Ha'of L'mata Mechut HaSikra, because that's brought Mata. So that already kind of, it shifts.
You want to add it to the Chutz and Chutz.
It shifts it entirely. I'm surprised the Gemara doesn't entertain that because we have Chatas Ha'of and it's L'mata. So we're learning Chatas from Chatas.
And also chitzen from chitzen,
right,
so you have alamalas.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Notice that in the second, when we learn the chatoisa pnimiyos, when the chatoisa chitzenis, chatoisa pnimiyos, we learn from the fact that this is arba kronis and this is arba kronis.
That's only one mitzu, one spritz. It's not an arba kronos, the chatos oif.
Exactly.
Right? It's a kir.
And therefore, the chatos oif, in a sense, is like all the other kabbanis, which are the oil and the shlom and the asham, which are all, but they're all lamat, they're all right, down below. Right. So this is also down below. So apparently the Gemara would shift that chatas oif into the first category of the lamatas instead of the lamatas. Okay, but anyway, shkoyich for the ha'ora, ayin b'mafarsh, maybe they asked the question. Getting back to our Gemara, so now I have three clean v'chipers, clean in the sense that I didn't need them for legufe, because I have them in Islach. What did they come to tell you? Four, down to three, down to two, down to one. Zokta ma'ema v'chiper afo pishali nosen ele sholish lemala v'achas lemata. What is the Gemara saying? I agree with you that the three v'chipers are superfluous, and therefore they're coming to tell you a new halacha of b'di'evet, maskim. But what was the b'di'evet that you gave? You gave a very, very, if you will, a very novel b'di'evet. Instead of having four altogether, you can go down from four to three to two to one, and that is sufficient. Really? Why don't you go and learn the Gemara, the b'chipers, a little bit more restrictively, a little bit more in a limited sense? And that is, in the case of l'chat chila, you have to go and do four all the way lamala on the koronois. So maybe we should go and darshan the pasuk a little bit differently and say v'chiper afabli shloi nosan ella shalosh lamala biachas lamata. Maybe the v'chiper only gives you a break, not an entire break, saying that we go from four down to three. Maybe we should go down from four lamala down to three lamala plus one lamata. What do we gain by doing that? What we're saying is, Don't take the v'chipper and say matona achas, and that is sufficient according to this price, b'di'eved. No, you still have to have your four matonais, but instead of having all the four matonais, lamala, give him a break. Three lamala and one lamata. That's one v'chipper. The second v'chipper, av bishlei nosan eleshtaim lamata ushtaim lamala. According to Girsa, should be the reverse. It should say av bishlei nosan ela shtaim lamala and shtaim lamata. I mean, it comes out the same, two and two, but it would be more consistent with the language shalishamala. I see that there's a zayin over here, ayin shum, maybe takas. Which is it? But bottom line is, since we start off with four, one v'chipper says 3 plus 1. The second v'chipper says 2 plus 2. Two lamala, two lamata. And then v'chiper, alfa bishlei nosan. Now, I would have expected the Gemara to continue on the same train and continue to say, v'chiper, even if he only did one lamala and three lamata. Right? That's what would be normal, right? We started off with four lamala, one v'chiper, 3 plus 1. Two v'chipers, 2 plus 2. Three v'chipers, 1 plus 3. And instead, the Gemara goes, v'chiper, alfa bishlei nosan, lamala, ela, lamata. He took all four, and he only did them lamata, nothing lamala whatsoever. Maybe, I'm sorry?
Four lamata.
All four lamata. That's what he's saying. B'chibra v'bishl enos lamala, ela, only all the four lamata. So we're missing, if you will, a stage in between. The 1 plus 3 stage. This is not my kasha. This is Toysis kasha. If you look at the Toysis, the big Toysis here. B'chibra v'bishl enos lamala, ela, lamata, tema. My ifsik miseder shehischel. We had a nice seder. We started from 4. We went down to 3 plus 1 and 2 plus 2. How did we lidroish miseder shehischel lidroish to have a lemeimer? Shouldn't it have continued on? V'chibra v'avu bishlei nosan lemala ela achas. That's achas lemala v'shalish lemata. Miyeshlem, and therefore Toysis gives a different interpretation. Instead, we're going to go down to the bottom, the third wide line of the Tosis, where he quotes some Haggah. I'm not sure who this Haggah is, but it's Haggah Tosefes, Vidor Tosis, Vidivir Rashi Yesh Lefarish. We can explain Rashi in the following fashion. The Svir Lei, Kivin Divachiper Shlishi, Osi Lisholish Lamata, since we're saying that the third Vachiper, continuing on that same train, from the 4 down to the 3 plus 1, the 2 plus 2, and the 1 plus 3. So there's going to be 3 lamata. Kimen d'horoiv lamata kosher hu. If you're going to go and tell me that it's kosher, based on this formula, hu adin kulon lamata. So then it would make sense to go and say that even if all 4 below. Why? Meta rubai kikuloi type of svar. Since you're saying that roiv alamata, we're not talking about just one lamata or two lamata. So roiv 3 out of the 4 lamata, and that would be kosher based on the v'chibar, v'chibar, v'chibar. So that's what the Gemara just skip that step.
Jump the gun,
skip that step, and say, let's go straight to the bottom.
All four
are lamata. Because anyway, rubai kikuloi, 3 lamata, 4 lamata, doesn't make a difference. Umishani, then the Gemara changes, as you'll see shortly. But anyway, that's the basis of this. Don't think it's some mistake in the Gemara, but rather this Haggah is explaining what Rashi really meant in explaining the 4 down to 3 plus 1, 2 plus 2, and then really should be 1 plus 3, 1 plus 3, and 0 plus 4. That's basically the same. Zok the Haggah. So getting back to the Gemara. Omer of Ada, so Oibazoi, if we're going to go and learn that way, what the Gemara is saying is, how do you say in our Mishnah that as long as you had matana achas kiper l'choyri, you should have to have at least 3 lamata or all 4 lamata to be mechaper? How do you just make so simply with your hand 3 v'chipers? Okay, 1 is enough. No, you should have to have at least lamata 3 with 1 lamala, or have 4 lamata. But epis, don't just say 1 is enough and you take care of the whole thing. That's the Gemara's kasha. Therefore, says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Abba Yitzchak im kein bitalta toiras arba kronos. If you're going to go and tell me that that's the pshan of the 3 v'chipers, then the whole kronos falls away because you're telling me you don't even need kronos at all. You can just have 4 lamata, no kronos. Are you going to be mevatel? It's kronos. I can't even think of such a havamina. Frey Timara, what's so shver? V'rachmona Omar levatlin. If that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom said, then that's what Rabbeinu Shalom said. it's the Rabbi Yishlom that said that you have to go and do the Nesinus Hadam of a Chatos different than all our Kabbanis. Everything else is Lamata. Okay, besides the Oilus Oif. But everything else is Lamata. The only one you have Lamala is the Chatos Behema that you do in the four Kronos. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that's all, Chachila. But B'dievet, if you do this carbon like any other carbon, everything Lamata. So this is a Gefeiluch. That sounds very, very plausible that on a B'dievet basis, it's like all the other Kabbanis that you do a Lamata. So I don't see, you know, Rabbi Yitzchak, what are you screaming? Anyway, bottom line is, if in fact that's a workable pshat, I'm back to square one. How do we learn from this price? From the three v'chipers, to tell you that one matana is enough, but the evet, the chariot should have to be at least three lamata, or four lamata.
It's just location, it's relaxing, it's not location.
Oh, very good, very good. Very, very, very well said. Therefore, Amar Rav, I'm going to tell you a different pshat. Slightly different, not totally different, but slightly different. Amar Rav, he's over here.
Perfect.
Oh, exactly. Oh.
English,
but he's shy. So, Amud Rava, we're on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amud Rava. Amud Rava. Ezeu Dovashet Tzorech Sholosh. Since the Torah is using the word Vachiper three times, what would the three Lechoy refer to? Have we Omer? Eilu Kronis. It's referring to the Kronis, that you have the three Kronis. Meaning, sorry?
Three Kronis?
Not the four altogether, but we're talking about the Dievet.
Okay,
that
okay,
of
okay,
the, okay. As well as the location. Yeah, good. So therefore, Zokti Gemara says, by the fact that it says the word Sholish, Sholish is telling us that we're referring to the Kronis, and since I have the three Vechipers, they are reducing those number of Kronis. Normally, you'd have to do four kronos. The v'chiper says go down from four to three to two to one keren. Oh, once we're saying it has to do with kronos, that gives kind of a different flavor to the drasha that we're making. And now you can start asking, well, maybe it means lamala, lamata, lamata, lamala, because the word, the import of the three v'chipers tells us being kronos, because that's where the ikar kapara is. So therefore, I reduce it from the four down to the one, as opposed to saying four down below. So Timora have Emer Kais. Emer Vachiper Ava Bishle Nosan Ella Achas Lamala Visholish Lamata. I agree with you, Rava, that the word Kronos tells you you have to have a Karen. Fine. But maybe again, one would be enough, Lamala, and three would be Lamata, which is what we wanted to say earlier. Remember, we skipped the step. This is the step that we skipped
earlier.
And the Hagah explains, because the Gemara's Havamin until now, we said it's Rubai Kikulai. Does it really make a difference if we talk about one plus three Lamata? Once you have three Lamata, it's Rubai Kikulai. You might as well say zero and four Lamata. But now this Gemara say, I disagree. Maybe because of the fact that it says Sholich and this major significance of Kronos, maybe in fact you have to have at least one Karen and the rest will be Lamata. Achzamal b'sholish Lamata. So, basically, with the Gemara, Rava tried to be mesaken the drasha, so we wouldn't have a kasha. And the Gemara comes back with the same kasha again. How do you know that one matan is ma'akev? Maybe you have to have at least one lamala because of the kronos. And sholosh lamata. Says the Gemara, that whole havamina doesn't make sense. Like matzinu dom shechetzin lamala v'chetzin lamata. I never heard of something like that. It's either all up above, or it's all down below. Behal ben hal, pray to Marvaloi. Every single Yom Kippur, how many times do we say in the Avodah? Vatanan, he's a mimenu achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Achas, achas, v'yachas. You all know the trillis. The nusach, exactly. And we say it twice, or maybe four times, because one we talk about both lefnim, lefnai v'lefnim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then we talk about in front of the Paroiches inside the Heichel, and we have that both for the Par and for the Sire. See, each one of them is lamal and lamata, there's a mix. And for the Gemara, it's kematzliv. What does the Gemara mean that it's kematzliv? When we think of lamal and lamata in the context of our Gemara, we're thinking lamal michuta sikra, lamata michuta sikra, that some are strictly above and some are strictly below. No. When you're talking about achas lamal v'sheva lamata, it's kematzliv. Kematzliv means, says Rashi, that we start all the way on the top, meaning the highest one of the first of the eight. They're eight altogether because it's achas and sheva together. So the first one is all the way high up, and then slowly but surely you go down in degrees, two, three, four, five, until the bottom kimatzlev. Frank, you might kimatzlev. What is the definition kimatzlev? Mechver of Yehuda, kiman gadna. What size a man gadna? Says Rashi. Sorry?
A strap.
A strap, but we're talking actually not a strap. We're talking about the person who's giving the straps. He's giving the whips. And how does he whip? He first whips high up, and then he keeps on going down, 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 until he gets down to the bottom. So if that's the case, so why do we say achas lemalav sheva lemata? Why don't you say eight altogether? You start on the top one, and you go down eight. Dr. Rashi, as we'll see in a moment, because when it comes to the Zohar Adam, it depends on how the Kohen's fingers are aligned when he's doing the spritzing. Remember, this is not a Zrika that you're doing with a Mizrak. Here you're talking about spritzing with fingers. So, the first one, he has his fingers in an upward position, and the other seven are in a downward position. For those of you that have ever played baseball in your lives, you know that there is overhand throwing and underhand throwing. I'm sorry?
Softball.
Softball. Oh, it's a softball. And the side too? Yeah, you're exactly. Oh, very good. Anyway, that's just an aside. But getting back to our Gemara, you see that? You like that. You see, I'm learning from you. Anyway, let's take a look at the Rashi, about six lines from the bottom. That's Kimatzlev Kimin Gantana. What does that mean? Ke'odom Hamakim Malkis. Person who's never giving Malkis, he's giving Pech. Arboim. Presumably 39, Bertsua, Zulamatamizu, Besamach. We don't go and put them all on the same spot because Chas V'Shalom, that would be deathly. So you go lower, lower, each one parallel to another. Veloishi Kiven Achas Mechetzio Ulamala, Vashar Mechetzio Lamata. Not like we thought in the Havamid, it's like the Mizbeach, half of them on the top part of the Paroiches and half of them on the bottom part of the Brech. Nah, nah, nah. But rather, Kimin Gandana, that you go one slowly down, down, down. Why don't we just say eight? You know, if it was going to be halfway on the paroiches, one. And the second half of the paroiches down below is seven. Then it makes sense to go and say achas v'achas, and one plus seven. But you're telling me that they're eight and they just go down like parallel lines, one underneath the other. Ah, says Rashi, yitzidud yodai k'tani. What means yitzidud yodai? How you form the hand that is spritzing the blood. He has the bottom of his hand downwards and the fingers upwards. Then he has the back of his hands upwards and he spritzes that towards down. So that's the upper hand and the lower hand. Okay. Anyway,
at least he has the upper hand.
It's like this or it's like that.
So I always thought it was like this for upper and then like this.
Okay, see, because of the difficulties, that's why Machver of Yehuda. Everybody asks, "Oh, you thought it's down and up and this way and from the side and so Yehuda demonstrated for everybody." Unfortunately, this edition of the article doesn't have a picture of Rav Yehuda demonstrating. Hopefully, the next edition they'll show exactly.
At least we know he has the upper hand.
He has the upper hand. Very good. That was kind of an underhanded comment, but that's fine. Okay, let's continue on. So we've answered the question of Lamal Lamata on Yom Kippur. But let's continue on. Remember, after that, they had seven hazois on Tiharoi Shel Mizbeach. He's al Tiharoi Shel Mizbeach Shevapam. As we state in the Torah. Now the question is, what's the definition of Tiharoi? The Gemara is assuming at the moment that Tiharoi means also the halfway point on the Mizbeach. Why do I think that that means halfway point? Back to the Amid base. My love, a palgi de mizbeach. Kide amri inchi, like people have the expression, toher tiara diyoima. What means toher tiara diyoima? When it happens to be 12 o'clock noon, everybody says, oh, it's halfway of the day. Until now we had the morning, now afternoon is beginning, and now we have tiara smack in the middle of the day, halfway. Oh, so I thought that tiara shum mizbeach also means halfway. And therefore, what would that mean? That these seven hazois, you have to do it on the so-called, there's no chutz sikra on the Mizbech HaPanim. The Mizbech HaPanim is much, much shorter. But have an invisible, imaginary chutz sikra there in the Mizbech HaPanim. And now you're going to go and be mazes seven times on that tiroi, on that so-called midpoint. Imaginary line, sorry.
Midpoint,
good. And by definition, says Rashi, he can't have them all mitzamtzem exactly on the midpoint. Some are going to be lamal and some are going to be lamata because that's just human abilities and human nature. Look at the Rashi. My love, a palgin is back the top Rashi. Can I get chatzi goyvoy? Spritz all the seven at the halfway point. The efshel etzam, essentially mitzvah lamal, mitzvah lamata. By definition, it's someone going to be lamal lamata. Oh, so we have found lamal lamata. Why did you say before I never found something like that? Says Yemor, no, you're mistaken. The tirish mizbeach doesn't mean halfway the height. It means smack in the middle on the top of the mizbeach. Right. How do I know? Marova bar shila loy. That's not what it mean over here. The tira means al giluya. Al giluya means the revealed, exposed portion of the mizbeach. Well, what means exposed and revealed? That means that when you have a day when there are no clouds and you look up and you see latoya that it's all bright and shining and clear. Here too, you had to clear the mizbeach. Why did you have to clear the mizbeach? What did they use mizbeach apnimi for on it every single day of the year? For the k'toiris. And as a result, there were always embers and there was some shiraim of the k'toiris on the top of the mizbeach. For purposes of this Rika Saddam, they had to make sure, or the Azoy Saddam, that the whole mizbeach was clean and clear. Somebody swept it nice and clean and it's beautiful.
Would, would be insensitive.
Insensitive. But you're right. Anyway, so therefore, that's what we mean, tira shel mizbeach, a nice, clean, revealed mizbeach where there is no remainders of any ketoidus or anything. Okay. Right, Timura. I have yet another case of lemal lemata. Every single carbon, wherever you did these rikas adam, whether it was the chatas all the way on the top, or whether the all the others which were beneath the chuta sikra line, but what did you do with the shiraim? You poured that out on the aside, which by definition means down below. Mm-hmm. How can you say by a karm chatas that we're doing the nesinas adam on the four koranas at the very top, and then you pour it out down below? Oy, 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 don't I have shatness? I have the lamal and lamata together. How can you do it? So you see that there was this concept. The whole Indian of Shiraim is not mi'akev. Avad l'chetchil, it's a grace of mitzvah. No question about it. But if you didn't do it, it's not mi'akev. So therefore it doesn't rise to the level of lamal and lamata that we mitzvah of the two, because lamata is considered to be like a, if you will, a secondary din of Kedushas HaKorban and the Sheiris and the Bismigish doesn't rise to that same level. There's one Mandiyam, who's the one that holds it as Ma'akif? We're going to have Mitchum on the bottom, we're going to have Rim Nechemia that says you have to have
48.
That.
That's the 48.
That's the 48. How did you get the 48 in the first place?
Because the question, do you mix the blood of the Seir and the Par?
Okay.
So 43 is, everybody agrees, is a minimum. Mm-hmm. If you don't mix the blood, it pushes you to 47 because you have four more applications on Mizbech Azav. And if the Shirai is Ma'akev, that bumps it to 48.
Okay. But now you went, that was beautiful, but you started off from the 43.
Yeah,
so for everybody's benefit, we'll just go back to the very beginning. Right. You have 4 times 8. How do you have 4 times 8? Because both by the par and by the soir, number one, you have lefnai v'lefnim, you have ach sheva v'achas v'sheva. Achas v'sheva is 8 altogether. How can we split up? Why don't we just simply say 8? Ah, because there's one for Malu, one for Lamata, and Brother Shaisa may be doing it differently, and we have to look in the next edition. Good. Anyway, so we have 8 by the par lefnim. I have 8 by the par b'chutz, meaning in front of the paroichas. And then I do the same thing by the soya. So you also have 8 with them, and you have 8 outside on the practice. How much is 4 times 8, roughly?
32.
How much?
32.
Beautiful. Why is it 32? Because when the Kohen does it, he does it b'chol levavai with his whole lathe, and the lathe, therefore, is 32. Okay, anyway, getting back to you like that. It's very heartening, that type of comment.
Yes.
Fine, so we're now down to 32. Now we go to the Mizbeach. How many you have to put in the Mizbeach? You have to put in 7 that we just learned about. These 7 is always Al-Tirash Mizbeach. How much does that get us to?
39.
Then it says you have to put on the 4 kronis. Now, if you put on the 4 kronis just once, then it's 43. If you put it on twice, when I say once, because you have a par, so you have 4 kronis, and you have a sir, which is 4 kronis. So if you go and do each one individually, you have 39 plus 4 is 43. Then 43 plus 4 is 47. However, there's a machloikas nigmar masechtas yuma. At some point, you mix the bloods together. If you hold it, you mix the bloods together before you do the application on the 4 kronis, then you're only going to do 1 times 4 and not 2 times 4. So that's why you're going to start off with the 32. You add the 7, tirau shel mizbeach, and then the 4 corners, which those 4 corners are already a combination of both the par blood and the soya blood, and therefore you get 43. And then you do the shvichas shiraim, at the end outside in the Mizbech Chitzit, you get to 44. How do you get to 48? Because when Mandiyom says it, you go and do the applications to the four kronos twice. Once for the par, once for the side. So therefore you get 47, and that final shiraim outside gets you to the 48. If you hold that that Shvicha Shiraim is Ma'akev, that would be one of the 48 that we said in our Mishnah. Im chiser achas mi kol matanois loy keeper, as opposed to all other kavodas, as long as you do one matana, one zrika, but yeah, but you're okay. When it comes to here, you have to have every one of the 48, even the shiraim. Loy bezoifrei timora. So then, don't say loy ma'akev. They are ma'akev, and if they are ma'akev, then again, I have found Baruch Hashem precedent of being mitztarif the Lamalas with the Lamatas. So why did you say on the Amud Aleph that there is no such concept? So Gemara B'chad Mokim Kamrina, we're talking about one Mizbeach. Yeah, but you go and tell me that you have the 47 inside and you have the one outside. Come on, I'm talking about in one Mizbeach, Lamal,
Lamat. It's just above and below the Chosika, but it is one Mizbeach. It is one Mizbeach. Why are we saying it's two Makomos? It's this Mizbeach Achitzon.
We're talking about this Arma Premium.
I'm sorry.
That's what the whole Gemara's got. The Ika Shirayim Premium. Of the Kabbanis, which are Parim Premium, Sirim Premium.
You can't alter it.
The point is that all of the 47, you agree that there are 47 Bifnim, and you agree there's one Bachutz.
Yes.
What's the one Bachutz that you pour out on the Yisrayim? On the Yisrayim. You don't pour it out in the Hechel.
No, when he walks out of the Hechel.
Exactly. Which is sorry to this one, that one, we're masking. But bottom line is, what we were saying on the Omid Beis, that maybe the three Vachipers comes to tell you that we reduce it from four Lamala to 3 plus 1, then 2 plus 2, and then 1 plus 3. I never found Lamala Lamata together. Of course I found Lamala Lamata together. Every single Yom Kippur, you have all those which are Lamala on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that you put in the four kronos, and then you take the blood outside to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and you put it down Lamata. So you do have Lamala Lamata.
So what's the Mata?
What is a Mata? Yeah, okay. So that's, you're okay now? So that's what the Gemara says. So they didn't find on one Mizbeach Lamala Lamata. Two Mizbeach, that's a separate story. Okay, very good. Zokti Moravaiter, Tanya, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Shtei Matonoi Shebechatos, V'Acha Shebechol Hazvochim, Matirois U'Mefaglois. Beis Hill Oimrim, Acha Shebechatos, V'Acha Shebechol Hazvochim, Materis U'Mefagelis. The Brisa Reb Elazar ben Yaakov adds somewhat to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we only learned the Matirois part. We didn't learn the Mefagleis part. What's the Matirois part? That, of course, every single carbon you have to do the Zrikais in accordance with the rules and regulations. Most carbonis, it's Shtaim Shehin Arba. Some of the carbonis, it's just Achas. And when it comes to Chatas, you have to have all four. So depending on the carbon. For those of you that want to know exactly which ones was when, Ezel Mekoyim, and it tells you each one, by the Chatas, you have to have the four. And by most of the kabbonis, you have to have shtayim shein arba, the two corners, which are splatters on four sides. But there are a few at the end that you only have to do one. B'chor mas and pesach. Even by pesach is machlokes. We have nigmar. You don't even need a zrika. Just a shvicha. Exactly. Givaldik. Baruch Hashem, the oilam remembers malent machazit. Givaldik. So now that's all lichatchila. But what about b'diavet? We learned already in our mishnah b'shami omrim b'diavet b'yachatos two matanois. How does Beishami know the two matanis? Remember, because we had the three karnois, is six altogether, four lechatchila and two ma'akev, right? We said at the outside of the shir and yesterday. How do we know b'chol hazvachim? Like we said before, it's in the b'chol. The dams v'avtachi yishofech, even one shvicha, one zrik is genug, b'diyavet. Well, Beisil disagreed in our mission. He said, no. Materis, one is enough. How do I know one according to Basil? Ah, so we had Rav Huna of yesterday. What did Rav Huna say? He makes that the great settlement in between the six and the four, the Pshara, and we have four, the great compromise, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Compromise. There was a time, right? The
Henry
states
and
the with the Senate and the representatives. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
great compromise.
Yeah, great compromise. Anyway, all of that is wonderful. So that's how you got to five, which is four, the Chetchil, and one, the Yebet. And today, of course, we've been struggling for the last 45 minutes, and Baruch Hashem, we have now the drasha of the Braisa, which tells us, even lechatchil, you have to take it to four, but if you do one is enough, because you have the three v'chipas, v'chipa, v'chipa, v'chipa. Maybe it doesn't come to tell you that only one is enough. Maybe it's come to tell you that you have to have only one lamal and three lamata. I never heard of something like that, lamal lamata. I didn't. Yom Kippur, you always have kimatzah. No, come on. It's not that you have half lamal, half lamata. You start up on the top. Why do we start up on the top? Because you go and with the fingers up and the fingers down, etc. We have other cases of lamal lamata. What else do we have? We have the case of the Tirshul Mizbeach, that you go and do it halfway under half of the Mizbeach. No, Tirshul Mizbeach means on the Mizbeach itself, where it's revealed on the top of the Gilui Shul Mizbeach. Yeah, but didn't I go and say that every Shiraim, according to Nechemi, if it's a market? Yeah, we're talking about Bechad Mokat. Okay, so that was a quick Chazorah, as you could hopefully know. See? Anyway, that's all the Gabi the Matirais. Vus Zukra Blaiz Ben Yaakov, the Gabi the Mefaglais. So what Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is saying is something which is very, very svaradik, very logical, and he's saying, since one matana by a chatos is ma'akev according to Beis Hill, and since two matones are ma'akev by a chatos according to Beis Shammai, that means those are the real ones, or the ones that are the matirim. In fact, they use the term matirais. What happens by a kor machatos throughout the year? The coin forgot, the coin ran out, the blood spilled out, whatever it was. He only did one nesina. B'diavad, good, aledik, finished. What happens with the other three? You got to do the other three if he's able to. Do it. What happens now if he has a machshava of pigle? Why did he have to have that machshava? Maybe he never had such a machshava, but what happens if he had such a machshava?
He has material to study.
Exactly. Torah Hivam, very good. So if you're talking about, the first one, of course, is the ma'akiv. Well, let's talk about Beis Hill, put aside Beis Shammai. The first one is the one that's ma'akiv. If at that point he had a machshava of eating this korban chutz l'zmanoi, it's pigle. What about the other three? Let's say Taka did all four. The other three was bishtika. Or the other three even had in mind another Shaloi Lishma by the Chatas and the Pesach.
Doesn't affect it.
Why not? Because the first one is Ma'akeh, the first one is Matir, the others are Vada, Grace and Mitzvah, Vada, you have to do it, Lechatchila. But the Abed, one is Matir. And therefore, according to Beis Hillel, as soon as he did the first one with a Machsheves Pigle, you're out. It's Pigle, the whole carbon is no good, you got to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. According to Beis Shammai, even though you did the first one with a Machsheves Pigle, that's not the end of the story. Because when you're talking about a Karm Chatas, you have to have two. And therefore, if only the first one you had a Machsheves Pigle, it doesn't become Pigle like we had yesterday, and Rashi repeats it again today, because Ein Pigle Chatzi Matir, you have to have the entire Matir. According to Beis Shammai, the entire Matir is a two. So if you only had a Machsheves Pigle on one, it's still a kosher Karm. Aha. So that all fits into place very nicely. So now let me ask you, who is the machmir of the two, and who is the maker of the two?
Are you being matir the korban, or are you being mefagel the korban? That's the question. What are you trying to do here?
No, so the question is, I'm asking you, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which one is the maker of the two, and which one is the machmir of the two?
To matir Beis Hillel, to mefagel Beis Shammai.
So you're talking about it depends on which halacha you're focused on.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's see how that works. According to Beis Hillel, as soon as you have that first Zrik, or the first Nesina Saddam, we're done. Baruch Hashem, you're matir, even if the other three, if he forgets, the three all pour out. Not only matir the basar, you have now a kosher card. Because you have that one. According to Beis Shammai, no, one is not enough. You still have to have that second one. If all the blood spilled out, or the kohen got called on an emergency, and he only did one, the carbon is no good. Mm-hmm. So therefore, who's the makel in this case? Beis Hillel is the makel. It says one is enough to be mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And Beis Shammai says, no, one is not enough. You have to two. So Beis Hillel is the makel, Beis Shammai is the machmer, like kol ha-tayr kula. But now let's have, if we're talking about the gabi helchois pigel. What happens if once he did that one zrika, that one nesina sadam, he has in mind, or he says out loud, because Bill doesn't like to have the machshavas, he says it out loud very clearly, I am being mafagel, I'm going to go and eat the carbon, or somebody's going to eat the carbon, chutz les manoy, according to Beis Hillel, guess what? According to Beis Hillel, it's going to become carbon, it's going to be pigel, karis, instantaneously. Beis Shammai says, give him a chance. Give a second one. One doesn't do it. So in this case, Beis Hillel is the machmir, because it's pigel after one. In the case of the Beis Shammai, it's pigel only after two. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, He is the machmir. He says, once you do one with machsheves pigel, karbin is os, the basar is now kares, and all the rest. So now the Gemara, starting from the second first, the Gemara assumed that since all of our Gemaras have been talking about pickle, perfect, not pickle, perfect, undermine the pickle. Maskele Ravoisha, im kein lesnayika bikule beishami v'chum beisil.
Yes.
In Masechtas Idiyas, there is a list in the Mishnayas of those kules of beishami and the chumras of beisil, which are the rarities, because normally it's beisil who is the grace of meikle, beishami is the grace of machmir. So why isn't it listed among those, the gabi hilchas pickle? Amalei Rava, if you were focusing on pickle, you'd be right. Ki itchel, when the Shaila originally was raised in the Besmedish at the times of Beishami and Beis Hillel, the Shaila that was asked was, what's the minimum that you need to be matir the carbon, not to be mafagel, to be matir the carbon? Oh, that teira itchel, that was the Shaila. In that case, the Beishami is the machmer, because it says one is not enough, you have to have two. That's why it's not listed in those Mishnayos. Yes, if we were focusing on Hilchas Pigel, you'd be right. But since we're focusing on Hilchas Heter HaKarbin, then Beishamai is Lechomra and Beisil is Lekula, like throughout Chess.
So if you can't be Mefaga Lechatsi Mater, you can never have a Chattas, Mefaga Lechattas according to Beishamai.
Why not?
Because you can never have Mefaga, you can never have Pigel. You can't Mefaga Lechatsi Mater, and you need both two applications.
100%. So you put two applications, first application in one corner, and then on the other corner, and each time he says, Koil Raj Godoy, we're going to go and eat it.
Chutzlis Mater. So you see, but whenever, if you can't be Mefaga Lechatsi Mater, you can never have Pigel.
We did the whole Mater, according to Beishamai.
No, but you when you did the first Pigel.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did the first.
Nothing happened with one, but once you say pigle by two, both, and that's the lotion. Look at the lotion.
I see. So when you say chatzimatzer, mean one and only one.
One out of the two.
I see.
But if you do two out of the two, then you're good. Even though there are two more, but those are no longer the matir. Right. Those are just extras, so to speak, because those are limits, but they're not miyakim. That's why Beishamai says shtei matonois, matirois. Umafaglois, both of the two together are the matir, and the two together are the mafagl. But you're right, you have to have a machshava or a dibur by both of those two of chutz lizman. So tomorrow about Omer Reb Yochanan. So now we're going to continue going into the four matonois, and we're going to continue splitting them up in terms of, because only one, we're assuming we're going according to Beis Hillel, since only one of them is the Ma'akev, the others are the Shei Mitzvah, what other practical nafkiminis are there besides this Matir u'mefagel that we just said, that it's only the first one that's Matir u'mefagel, and the other three are only the Mitzvah? Can you tell me other halachic ramifications? The Gemara says, sure. And we have a whole bunch of them. Omer Rabbi Yechman, Sholosh Matonish v'chatoisa means 2, 3, and 4, the last three. Einan bois balayla. You can't do those at night. Meaning, there's a din of lina on Zrikas Adam. That lina is not in the morning like the
Shkia.
It's Shkia time. So what happens if you only had a chance to go and do one right before Shkia, and then somebody gave a clap. The boys say, Shkia, you have to come shnell, we have to go and daven mincha shnell. Oh, you're right. And everybody ran for mincha. And by the time, yes, you can. And after mincha was over, and he comes back, not the current mincha, but talking davening mincha.
Yeah.
And especially if it's Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalav Yom, it's even longer. Not Oy, Baruch Hashem. Anyways, he comes back in after the Shemon Esrei, and now he wants to continue the other three matanas. He only did one. Let's finish it off. And after all, these are only extra, only mitzvahs anyway. No, anybody's balayla. We tell him it's after Shkia. It's too late. The lina on those other three. The carbon is kosher, according to Beis Hillel, because you did one. But you can no longer be mekayim the mitzvah of doing the other three, because it's already a night. Shkia, you close the doors on the mizbeach. No more, not totally, but on the Zrikas Adam. Uboy slachami. So what happens if the person brought his carbon? Again, a person obviously had a chet, because he's bringing a carbon chatas.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he finishes, the kohen finishes one of the four matanais, what happened? The Baalim Nebuch went into cardiac arrest. And the kohen, who was a member of the Hatzalah, immediately jumped down. Baruch Hashem, he worked and worked and did so many mitzvahs of Matan Tovim, but unfortunately, the Malach HaMavis got there first, and it was... You have no idea what the Levaya was. Thousands of people crying. Yeah, it's terrible. Okay, now the question is, what about those other three matonis? Now the Kohen quickly runs back to the top of the Mizbeach and he wants to do the other three. And we tell him, in Chatzas Lachamisa, that's one of the five Chomish Chatois.
Right.
So he threw out the whole carbon. Says, Yomara, no! This carbon is a kosher carbon.
He's mechaper.
Mitaritzoi, metados, Baruch Hashem. He only got into cardiac arrest after the first. Maybe he got into cardiac arrest because we told him, good news! news, Baruch Hashem, you have your ritzu, you have your first.
He was so relieved.
Yeah, exactly. So now, what about those other three? You can do the other three, boys la'achar nisa, because we're no longer talking about a chatas and meisa ba'aleah. We're talking about that this chatas was a kosher chatas, and even though Nebuchadnezzar passed away, you can finish off the other three. Obviously,
as
no
long,
longer to be the matir,
as
but
as
limited.
Not after mincha, not after,
not after shkia, right? And finally, amal mehen b'chutz. What happens if you went and did the zrikas hadam outside the mizbeah, outside the azara b'chutz? B'shas iser habamois, then you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? After all, that's not the matir. The matir is number one. That's true. But when you what happens b'shas heter habamois? You also had to go and do four applications.
Did you bring a chatas and shas heter habamois?
You didn't, but at least you had the same concept. In other words, what Gemara is saying is, if you we had earlier that the Torah in Parshas, see the Achar Mois or Kedoshim, I think Achar Mois, that says what's the din of Shchut Echutz, Ashi Yishcha Pechutz. What's the din of Halos Chutz, the Emerin that you're Malah Pechutz. How do we know the Zrik is the Dam Pechutz? It says Dom Shofach V'Nichras Ishehu Miyamet. So therefore, applications of blood Michutz LiBeis HaMikdash also with B'Shas Isra Bamois, you also have a din of Zrika B'Chutz. So the Gemara is talking now. We have altogether by the Karma Chatas, you have four. What happens if you applied the first one inside the Beis Midrash? Great. But the other three, you went outside and you went and spritzed over there. Then you're chayv on those three. Why you chayv on those three? Since Zrika Saddam is Shaykh Bifnim, even though Taka, you're right, on the Karma Chatas Nish, but at least the Mitzios and the Mitzvah of Zrika is Shaykh Bifnim. So the halacha is, anything that you can do Bifnim, you're chayiv Bachutz. So therefore the Gemara says, the last three, since they're normally applied inside, if you take them outside, then you get nailed for it, and then you have the same din of the Zrika Bachutz. So those are the three halachas that Rabbi Yochanan came up with, the Gabi, those extra three, and in Bois Balayla, Bois Nachamisa, Mal Bechutz. Rav Papa, however, has a much more extensive list. Thank you. Om Rav Papa. See, you got to use your cup, and the cup sometimes falleth over, runneth over. Yeah. Om Rav Papa, Yeshmen Ketchilasa, V'Yeshmen Kisoifa. If you really analyze these last three, some of them have the same din as Tchila, that means like the first one. Not that they're Ma'akid, but they have the same status. And sometimes they're like the Soifa, like the Shiraim, which are not Ma'akid. So now, let's go through each one of these cases. We start with the Chutz. What means Chutz? If you are do a, well, here we're talking about the dam, everything is the dam. So if a person were to go and be zoidek those additional three bachutz, since they're normally roy to be brought bifnim, so then it's like the Gemara said a moment ago that hamal b'hem bachutz is chayv. So that's ketchilos. In other words, it's like the first one in that respect. The laila, same halacha that we said about laila, that you cannot go and do those after shkia. It's just as if it would be the first of the four that you're not going to do after Shkia. Same halach applies to the other three. You can't do them after Shkia. So far, the same thing. What's the din of Zoris? We know that a Zoris is not allowed to do any of the avoidas other than the Shkita. Mm-hmm. What happens if the Zoris does the avoida? So specifically, if he does the avoida by the Zrikas Adam, not only passes the carbon, by all three he passes the carbon, but by the Gabi, the case of the Zrikas Adam, is also Mechui of Misa. Why? Because it's in the pasuk vavadatam, and then it's exactly, and vavadatam. The Gemara learns avoidatama that this avoida ends the string of these avoidas, and the zrika is the end of the shchitim at the kabbalah sadam ha'iloch and the zrika. Yes, exactly right. Yeah, but we're talking about specifically a regular carbon. So the zor who does number four is chayiv misa. So that's the just like the first three, just like the first. Sorry, just like the first application of the four domim, that would go and make him chayiv misa. Even the other three, either not ma'akev, but that's the halacha that it's kitchilosei. Same thing. And what's the din of klei shareis? Klei shareis is that any time that you are bringing the dam onto the mizbeach, normally you are shooting it or throwing it from the klei shareis. Here, it's the kohen is toivling tovel etzboi badam, and he's applying it to the four kronis atav. So he can't keep the blood in a kli chol. He can't go and keep it in his hand. He has to take it up to the top of the mizbeach mita kli sharis. So it's not only the first of the four matinas kli sharis, but all four of them have to be big kli sharis. In other words, each one of them, because you could remember we had the gemara the other day about splitting up into four separate kaisois. all of the application of the blood, not only the first application, but the other three, mm-hmm. have to come from the klichars. And then we have keren v'etzba. Keren v'etzba goes together. That just like the first one, you put it on the keren and you do it with your finger. Here too, the other three, you put on the keren and you do it with your finger. Mm-hmm. And the same thing halacha applies to kibbutz. Now, what is kibbutz? Kibbutz is a very interesting halacha. It says in the pasuk, if you have the dam, hachatas hasheyizo alea, the chabez v'mokim kodesh. Which means that if any of the dam spritzed by accident on the Big Day Kahuna, then the Big Day Kahuna, you don't take it to the Chinese laundromat. You got to go and do the laundry inside the Azara itself. Mm-hmm. And now, this din of kibbutz, does that apply only to the first of the four Nesinos Adam, or to the other three? Says Reb Lezminya, says Reb Papa, the other three as well. That if any blood from any one of the four, then it's called a beged ashayiza alah to chavis makum kadosh, and therefore you have to make sure that you do the kibbutz inside the azar.
I thought kibbutz applied even to blood that was not from Zerika, even from blood, let's say.
I'm glad that you're raising all these issues. The Gemara is going to talk about it in three more lines.
Okay.
And then we have, that was so far the three, number two, three, and four of the original Arvim and the Sina Saddam. All of those are kitchilosai, like the first one. The shirayim kitchilosan. Now what means shirayim kitchilosan?
No, Vishirayim Kitilas, and at the end of the, I think you stopped prematurely.
No, you're doing fine.
Karen Ve'etzba, Kibbutz, Shirayim.
No, you're doing fine. What is this Shirayim Kitilasan? So Rashi explains, every single time you have blood in the Mizrak, you have to go and pour whatever's remaining on the side of the Mizbeach. Right? So that's what we've had already consistently throughout the whole Mizrachta. And that's what it says in the Torah, the Shirayim you have to put on the aside. Now the question is, what happens if you had one kos, you start off with four koses altogether. From one of the four koses, you did the first blood. And then you did the other three koses you did for the other three. What would you say the gab of the Shirayim? Would you say the Shirayim is only from the first one, because that's the one that's the matir, and that's the one that you have to pour out on the aside? The other three are kind of gratis. They're a mitzvah, not ma'akev. Do you also have to pour that out on the yisayt? And the answer is yes. The shirayim of the other three koises has the same din as the shirayim of the first kois. You have to go and pour it out on the yisayt. So again, it's all kitchilasay. Zokti Mara. Now let's get into the list of the soifois. That's why we put kitchilasan, because where Rav Papa said yesh kitchilasan, yesh b'masayfai. So now we've concluded the tchilasai list.
Semicolon now, okay.
Semicolon, right? Or exclamation point, or whatever punctuation you like. Now, what about misa? Misa loy sharia, v'loy mefagla, v'loy aile gavoy, kisayfan. The woman's misa loy sharia. Misa that comes, if those other three are the acher misa, you can continue going and spritzing those other three. And why can you go into the Chatash and Mesu Baalel? Because these three are not Matir. The first one is already Matir. So it was a Chatash Chayim Baaleho at that time. Even though Nebuchadnezzar passed away between number one and two, three, and four, makes no difference. It's not the same as the first one. It would be the same as the first one. Just like the first one, you cannot do a spritzing after an application of the blood after the Baalim passed away. Oh, here it's different. Here it's Kesoifan. It's like the Shirayim, if you will, that you can continue to apply the second, third, and fourth, even though the Baalim are no longer around, because these two, three, and fourth are not Matir. They're also not Mafagla. That's like we said before, right, the Machloki Besham Beis Hillel, only the first one, according to Besham, both first two are Mafagla. These are the three. You can scream Chai V'Kayim as many times as you want. Chutzazmani, Chutzazani, Chutzazmani. People think that you're deranged. But the Maisen, it's Limal of Leimoyd, it's already Kisoifai, like the Shvicha Shirayim. Nothing happened. Says Rashi, that we have the din that you're not allowed to go and bring in the blood inside the pnimi. Which state in the Torah, it says in the Pasik, B'chol Chatos, no, that's a Shehiz Midoma, that's a different Pasik. Here we're talking about the Dam HaChatos, the B'chol Chatos HaShiyova Yuva Midoma L'chaper B'Koydish Lo Yisei Ochel B'Eish Yisareth. If you have dam of a chatas chitzoina, and instead of spritzing it or putting on the four kronos at the top, you took the blood into the heichel, figuring that you'll be a super frum, a gris tzaddik. I don't want to go and suffice with the chatas outside. I want to take the chatas blood inside. V'chol chatas shiuvim midoma el oil moid lechaper b'koidish lo yisi ochel be'eish tisar. So what happens to that blood? That what happens? You already did the matir outside, and now you're taking the three inside. No, you now let it do the three inside, even though they're not part of the matirin. The reason is, explained Rashi, because since the pasuk is referring to b'chol chatas shiuvim midoma lechaper b'koidish, three and four were ro'ui likapara, even though they were not the mechapim. The first was mechapim. Since they're ro'ui likapara, they have the same din, kishsoifon kishirayim. They're just like the shirayim. You have to do the shirayim. Mm-hmm. So these three, also, if you bring them into the heichal, you're mechuyev on the lav of b'chol chatas shiuvim midoma lechaper b'koidish lo'isiyachem eish tisarif. So that's kishsoifon. Now, Omer Rapapa. Rapapa, as you know, just had a list of maybe 10, because Chilasan and Soifan. Rapapa only focuses now on the kibbutz. Main reason is because Barry asked about the kibbutz about 5 minutes ago, and we said, let's wait for Rapapa. Omer Rapapa, Minon Minala, Titnan, Nites, Min Hatzavar, Alabeget, Ain Toin Kibbutz, Min Akerin, Min Yesoi, Ain Toin Kibbutz. Homin Aroyal Akerin, Toin Kibbutz. Now, what is this all about? So now look at number two of the Torah Ora Shalom. So we're talking about dam of the carbon, ashayiza, that will spritz. Yiza is a lashon osid, ashayiza. If and when it will spritz, ala beged on the big day kahuna, what you have to do? Techabez b'makom kodesh, you have to go and wash it out, not in the laundromat outside, but you have to go and bring it into the azara, or leave it in the azara, and be mechabez it there, in a washing machine, or no, somebody
they,
personally.
Some money that they use.
Well, they certainly didn't have any washing machines.
Well, they had a washboard.
Yeah, they laundered.
It's the whole, yeah, laundry, okay. The whole laundry list of how they did the washboard.
Good. The washboard, right. So they washed it in the Mokum Kaddish. And this is referring to said Rapapa, that is Kitchilosoi, that Kibbutz, it's not only the first of the four bloods, but it's even two, three, and four. Now, the whole thing sounds kind of strange. Isn't it any blood that spritzes on there? Oh, that was Barry's question.
Yeah.
So Rapapa says, not necessarily. Minua minula, not. Now, this is not talking about the fact that you're not allowed to use big de kahuna, which are dirty. That we already had being more before. If they're mitushtoshim, if they happen to be dirty, they have to be washed. The only question is, what's the location of the washing? Does it have to be in the Azara? Oh, can you wash it anywhere? Can you send it to China to have the Chinese do it? Oh, says Oktimar, Amra Papa. Minua minla, ditnan, nitis minatzavar, ala begit. Minatzavar means of the tzavar of the animal. As you're shechting, some of the blood spurts out. It's supposed to go into the mizrik. Unfortunately, the kohen didn't hold the mizrik properly, or the blood spurted out improperly, if you will, and it went on the begit. Either of the
splattered on the beggar.
Splattered on the beggar. For instance, on the makabal, it doesn't have to be makabal, it could be any coin that's passing by. But nitl mitav al beggar, ain't a toin kibbutz. Obviously, you have to wash the beggar, but it doesn't require a kibbutz b'mokim azara. What's the reason why? The reason is it's got to be ro'ui lekeren, ro'ui to mechaper.
It wasn't makabal, so it doesn't have the.
Since it wasn't this kabal in the Mizrak, it came, went straight, fly dam, from the tzaver onto the beged. That blood is disqualified for purposes of being mechaper b'kodesh. Therefore, there's no din of the tchabes b'makom kodesh. Saying the tone kibbutz. Min hakeren min hayesoid. What happens if you already went to the keren, meaning that the kohen had already been mechaper with that blood on the kronos, or min hayesoid from down below? What happens if now some of that blood splattered, touched the coin as the coin was walking around the kron, as it touched him, whatever. Ain't a toin kibbutz. Now, why is the ain't a toin kibbutz? So we'll see in the Gemara shortly, because it says in the Pasek Asher, Yizeh Oleh. Yizeh is a lashon of Asid, that will be spritzed. Mm-hmm. Here we're talking about that it was already spritzed. Spritzed meaning that you already used the dam to be matir, the carbon, not only to be matir, but even for the Shvicha Shiraim, you used the blood already. So it's already blood that is no longer qualified to do, to mechaper, or to be matir. It's already used blood.
Oh,
it's an, Ois mitzvah. Fine. So it's already no longer asher is, it's already asher huza, if you will. So back to the Gemara. So anything that's roi for the keren, which is roi for the keren, this is Rav Papa speaking, and he's saying that all the blood which is inside the mizrak until the kohen puts his finger in and toivels it and now applies it to the kranos, any drop of that blood would be roi for keren, and therefore even number two and number three and number four were all from blood that was in that mizrak from the outset, and it was roi lekeren. Therefore, in each case, that's why Rav Papa said, even the two, three, and four, if it spritzes on the kohen, what's the din? The kibbutz in the location of mokum, the mokum kodesh in the azar. Great Gemara. For the tamach, why didn't you say mina yisoid? You said ain't a toin kibbutz. Ha mina roi li yisoid toin kibbutz. Say the same svara. That any blood that's spilled now down, shvicha shirayim on the aside, initially any of the blood inside the mizrak were roy to be the aside. So why don't you go and say that when he passes the aside and he gets dirty on his begodim, that should also require kibbutz makam kodesh. So tamasha yizek said, pratlazesh kvar huza, which is the same time for the keren as well. Until I do the hazah, all of those bloods are roi leken, the roi faza, roi fazrika, roi fenesini. So that, oh, those are the ones that cause the requirement to Malkum Kaddish. But anything which is already used, so to speak, we already put it on the can. We already put it on the aside. It's already Kfar Huza and not Asher Isa. Zoki Mara, Hamani Rav Nechemia. But who's the one that holds that the Shvicha Shirayim is so important that you're telling me that that requires Kibbutz from Malkum Kaddish? I always thought that the Shvicha Shirayim, that happens to be a secondary, it's for mitzvah, but it's not, doesn't rise to the same level like the Zrika Saddam. You're talking about Asha Yiza. Oh, Zakimara, that's Rav Nechemia, that's number 48 that we spoke about before on Yom Kippur. Zanan, Rav Nechemia, Oimer, Shiar Edom Shikrim Bachutz are Chayef. If you were makriv Shiar Edom Bachutz, what's I said you were makriv them? Outside the base of Megiddo, Shiar Edom, the Shirayim, you're supposed to put those on the side of the Mizbech. Instead, that you took them bachutz, the Toloshin Hikriven is a kind of a strange term, but it means that he pours it out bachutz on another, an altar ego for the altar inside the Beis Hamikdash. Outside, he's chayiv on the din of Zerika bachutz. Oh, why does Rav Nechemia hold that? Because Rav Nechemia holds that those Shi'ari Adam are like the original dam, just as important, just that's why it's 48. And if you miss that number 48, you don't have a kapara on Yom Kippur. In other words, I have a parallel. If a person is ma'al evorim pedarim outside of the Beis Hamikdash, we know that he's over on halos chut.
Even though they're not ma'akiv.
They're not ma'akiv inside the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why the blood, even of the shirayim, that's not ma'akiv. The Torah says, not ma'akiv, I can say ma'chut. But who said that kibbutz mishamaslay? Who said that kibbutz also applies to the shiarei hadam? And that's what Rav Nechemia Taka holds. Vatanya, Vatanya says, Rashi bini chusa, abba feirisha braisa, doma ta'unim yisoid. What is that? Ta'unim yisoid, that means shiori hadam. Ta'unim kibbutz, and if they went and soiled the beggar of the kohen, then you have to do kibbutz b'makom kodosh in the azara. Stop over here, boys. We'll continue mitzvah tomorrow.